WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And thanks to Participation Trophy Wife, who sent over the story about the American Idol producer that Shauneen was referencing. So a producer of American Idol and her husband were the victims. They were shot and killed when this person was in their home. It happened around 2:30 p.m. on Monday, 2:30 p.m. L.A. time on Monday. And the suspect was identified as 22-year-old Raymond Budarian of Reseda, California. Detectives believe, this is the latest story, this came out about 2:30 this morning. Detectives believe he has no relationship to the victims. He was allegedly burglarizing the residence when the couple came home, and he shot and killed them during a struggle. Sources tell ABC News that there is no evidence that he is related to any burglary rings and was not working with anyone else. They believe it was an isolated event. They say the suspect has no history of burglary, but does have a criminal record. So it sounds like this was just a tragic, you know, they came home at the wrong moment and a struggle ensued and then they were killed as a result. So, but no, I had not heard about that until Shauneen mentioned it. And thanks to Participation Trophy Wife for sending over the story. One thing that you probably have heard about by now is that the mayor said as a result of the city council's $10.2 million cuts to the budget, he has to take some austerity measures. And one of those that he mentioned was closing down the Casa de Ciudad library. And Representative Cabral has come out and urged the mayor and the council to work it out so that library doesn't have to close. And the Friends of the New Bedford Free Public Library posted to social media about it. They say the Friends of the New Bedford Free Public Library stand wholeheartedly with the staff and patrons of Casa de Ciudad, Wilkes, and Lawler Libraries. Those two libraries were targeted for shortened hours. So the decision to prospectively close the Casa de Ciudad and reduce hours at Wilkes and Lawler will have a detrimental effect on our city and ultimately make New Bedford a less welcoming place for those requiring the services of the public library. The Friends believe that the decision to close the Casa de Ciudad would be a shame for us all, but most especially the Portuguese-speaking population of the city, including our Azorean, Cape Verdean, and Brazilian populations, who need support now more than ever. So that's from the Friends of the New Bedford Free Public Library. They put that up on their social media. So the mayor can address that when he comes on with Chris later on today. They're going to, I'm sure, discuss the budget cuts and the supplemental items that the mayor has filed for tomorrow night's council meeting to restore this funding that was cut. And we'll get his take on that at 11 o'clock this morning. He may also want to discuss, I'm sure Chris will want to discuss, this longevity pay issue a little further. And if you missed the mention this morning, Councilor-at-Large Brian Gomes has filed a motion that will be presented tomorrow night. He's requesting that the Committee on Internal Affairs meet with the City Solicitor, the Treasurer-Collector, the Chief Financial Officer, and Personnel Director, along with the City Council's legal representative, for the purpose of discussing longevity payments and how this type of payment was implemented. And further, requesting that the Treasurer-Collector provide the Committee on Internal Affairs with records for the last 50 years of longevity payments for elected officials. And further, that WBSM talk show host Chris McCarthy be invited to said meeting to discuss his allegation and alleged proof of corruption within the City Council on this issue. And so I will let Chris address at 9 o'clock when he comes on whether or not he plans on taking part in this. But I can say this, from what I've heard in Chris's discussion with this, these so-called allegations are really just playing back the counselor's own words. And in this case, Counselor Morad talking about the longevity payments, saying that it's been going on here for 100 years. And then the mayor, his comments saying that the city solicitor came to him and said that there's no legal requirement to make these payments. So basically, they found out that the ordinance that they thought, well, that someone and somewhere along the line, I don't blame this council, it's probably happened for a long time. But someone interpreted that ordinance, which guarantees longevity pay to city employees, to mean that it would also include elected officials that are paid by the city. So if you are a counselor, if you're an assessor, you're on the city payroll, the mayor, you're on the city payroll. You are paid as an employee of the city. You would think then that this would also apply to you. That's I think, the rationale for whoever came up with this. But the other side of that is the ordinance does not state that it would be elected officials. Now, this has been in previous budgets. It's been in the budget that this longevity pay is paid out. I know because you can access them online. You can read the budgets going back to, I believe, 2015. And at least going back that far, these payments were being made out to counselors. At that time, I don't know who would have been. I know Counselor Gomes would have been receiving it, but I don't know who else. Well, would have been eligible to receive it, I should say. So it's, I mean, if he's requesting the records for 50 years, I don't know that this has necessarily been going on for 50 years. But this will give you a more clear-cut answer as to hopefully when this was implemented, and then give you an idea of how much money was spent on this. And I think, you know, what I was saying with Council President Burgo on Monday is, you know, okay, it got found out that it was not proper, that it was not correct. They stopped the practice of doing it. And you just move on from here. I don't know that you can go back to everybody that ever received this money and say, you owe this back to us now. I don't know that that works that way. Because you can say that for the current counselors, but then you've also got to go back then to anybody who's no longer on the council and what happens to the people who have passed away. And you know, there's, I think you just say we made a mistake. Going forward, we corrected it, but we're not going to revisit it. I think that's the only way it works logistically. I'm not saying whether that's right or wrong, you know, morally or ethically. I'm just saying logistically. But the bigger question here is that does pad the pension. So then can you make a course correction in those pensions to say, well, this number needs to be adjusted now because we found out that you got money that you weren't eligible for, so therefore we shouldn't be using the pension, you know, basing the pension on those inflated numbers. I think that's what has people up in arms more than anything. Whatever you think about it, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sheffield.
How you doing?
Good. I'm glad you said that about Brian Gomes putting a motion in. Okay? 50 years and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still waiting for Mr. Gomes, Councilor Gomes, to come on a program like he swore to us, to the taxpayers of the Bedford, to defend himself about him being evicted, fired from the hospital. He was going to come up there and defend himself. He hired George Leotard, and he's going to get his job back. And he said that he was misrepresented. Why isn't he guys getting on here? He swore that he was going to come and talk to the people. But now he's making emotions for all this stuff. So how can you believe anything he ever said? Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, maybe since Councillor Gomes wants Chris to go in and speak to the council, maybe Chris can say, okay, well, you know, I'll go and speak to the council. You come on the program and address those issues. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
You know, the mayor, it said that the mayor has already put in like over $4,000 returning money. I think he set the leadership role, and I think that the counselors should pay back last year's gratuity or whatever it is, and then not get one this year.
So that they're not going to get one this year. So that's what's going on. The mayor wrote a check for $900 because he received 2 years at $450 a year.
Oh, okay. But I think that was the
$4,000 number, I think, is what was appropriated for these payments previously.
Oh, okay. But at least he paid back some, right?
Yes. Although
right away.
I guess there's some question about, you know, the way he paid the city back. Does that actually work? Because where does that money go? It doesn't, you know. What account does that get deposited in? So there was some question about that too. Maybe he can address that today. But you're right. I mean, maybe they could give some kind of a token gesture in that regard. But Councillor Morad said she donated the money that she received. She gave it to somebody else.
Well, she could have given it to her campaign too. Who knows? But the thing is, other people spent their money too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she so special? What else was I going to say? I'm old and I can't remember.
I totally understand.
I do think they should pay back last year and then nothing this year.
Yeah, I think.
And the question is, who votes that as a rule so it'll go on the books?
So I think it was a misinterpretation of the ordinance that's on the book. So I think it was a misinterpretation of the ordinance that, you know, fairly pays city employees longevity pay. I think that's a fair thing to give to people who work for the city. I think it was just
interpreted.
Yeah, interpreted that it would also apply to elected officials. So I don't think anybody like tried to pull the wool over somebody's eyes or try to sneak something in. I think it was just a bad interpretation.
Do other people, full-time people get these bonuses too?
Yes, people who work for the city. So people who are, you know, in the employ of the city but not elected. They're the, you know, obviously there are people who choose to work for the city, and so you're rewarding them for sticking around and staying with the city in a job that, you know, probably doesn't pay as well as they'd make in the private sector. So that's a way to kind of, you know, thank them for their service and also to help them with those pensions later on, because otherwise, you know, the pensions might not be enough to live on when you look at the way costs are going up. So I think it's fine to do for people who are regular employees, but not for people who are elected, who, as Council President Burgo said, you know, we're not asking, people aren't asking the councilors to stay. The councilors are asking the people to allow them to stay. And so they don't need to have a financial incentive to do that.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oops, sorry. I got one more call here. I can take this before I got to take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I understand your perspective on where, like, how are you going to claw back that money? But I think they should pay back every penny. And here's why. I purchased a piece of land quite a while ago from in New Bedford. And I guess it had a home on it. A home that was eventually raised. I didn't do it. I just bought the piece of land, but there was a home. I got a nice fat water bill from the city of New Bedford. And I was like, wait a minute, it's a piece of land. There's no water. So I went there to figure out what was going on. And they said, well, there was a home on it. And the pipes that are leading to the home are still there, but they're capped off. So you're responsible for the minimum of the water or whatever per month. And it was a significant bill. And I was like, wait a minute. There's no water to the property. I don't understand, just because there's pipes. Long story short, I had to pay that ridiculous bill. So if the constituents of New Bedford have to pay back, I think the leaders of New Bedford should have to pay back as well.
And then where should the money go when they pay it back?
Elderly, anything to do with the elderly. There's also a rule in New Bedford that you get ticketed for, say, if your grass is too tall. Well, they just did that park in New Bedford on Ashley Park, took out the softball fields, which were used very frequently by people to play softball games. Well, they took that all out. As of last week, I drove by there. That place looks ridiculous. The grass is huge. And nobody tickets the city of New Bedford like the constituents get ticketed if they let their grass dig. So that being said, there's a lot of elderly out there that unfortunately aren't capable of cutting their own grass because handicapped or whatever. Mm-hmm. So instead of fining those people, let's make a fund to have either private individuals or the city individuals go cut their lawns for them and pay for it out of that fund. Or pay people's elderly's back taxes so they don't have to lose their homes over a $1,000 tax bill, and they could stay in their homes rather than go into nursing homes or things like that. I think that'd be a great use of the money, because these are the people who paved the way for us and created the city that we live in today.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
You got it.
Have a good day. I got to take this break here. When we come back, we'll have the news, and then we'll be joined by Kelly from Stevie's to talk about what's coming up on Saturday. All right, before we go into the news with Mike, I just want to remind everybody the sun is peeking out. It's going to be warm. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. It's going to be muggy. It's going to be a good day for not cooking inside the house and maybe throwing something on the grill outside. And where to go to get that? The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where you can get all kinds of different meats, the celebrity pork chops that everybody raves about, giant, thick, juicy steaks, or, you know, if you want them cut a little bit thin, however you want it, they'll do it, because that's the beauty of the Butcher Shop. It's the way you want it. It's not just picking up packaged meats from a refrigerated case. It's getting it done with the real customer service like you used to get in the old days. So you want it thicker, you want it thinner, you want more gristle, you want less gristle, they're going to make it the way you want it so that you can have the perfect dinner tonight. And why not throw something on the grill? Or if it's too hot to even do that, get some of their delicious pre-made foods as well. Check out The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, a real old school neighborhood market. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Pam Bondi brushing off questions about Jeffrey Epstein, President Trump sending out more tariff letters, and the National Guard set to leave Los Angeles.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi brushing off questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
Nothing about Epstein. I'm not going to talk about Epstein.
Bondi spoke at a news conference yesterday, saying the focus was on fentanyl overdoses and families who have lost loved ones to the drug. Bondi's been on the defensive since the Justice Department announced it would not release any more information about the case. Florida health officials are reporting 4 deaths this year from a rare but dangerous flesh-eating bacteria found in a mixture of warm seawater and river water and water with raw seafood. Officials say the bacteria can infect open wounds or be contracted through undercooked shellfish. The state has confirmed 11 cases so far in 2025, and while infections are uncommon, they can become life-threatening if not treated quickly. Last year, the Tampa Bay area saw a spike in cases following Hurricane Helene. President Trump says more letters are going out to countries announcing that tariffs are going into effect soon unless trade deals are struck. Trump told reporters at Joint Base Andrews that he'll probably have a flat 10% tariff for countries.
Don't forget, we'll be releasing a letter soon talking about many countries that are much smaller.
2,000 California National Guard members that were deployed to Los Angeles last month have been recalled. The Pentagon made the announcement yesterday with Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell saying in a statement that the lawlessness in Los Angeles is subsiding. The troops were deployed to protect federal buildings and personnel following protests against ICE operations in L.A. Medical debt will remain on credit reports after a federal judge vacated a Biden-era rule.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule would have removed the debt. However, the judge found that the rule exceeded the Bureau's authority under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. An estimated $49 billion in medical bills would have been removed from the credit reports of about 15 million people. It would have also banned lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. I'm Matt Mattinson.
A House hearing on the future of weather forecasting could get heated today. The hearing is billed an examination of how new technologies can improve weather data collection and forecasting accuracy to save lives. But the deadly flash flooding in Texas has some Democrats asking if cuts to the National Weather Service hurt early warning capabilities. Los Angeles 2028 Olympics organizers are releasing its schedule of events.
When the Olympics begin on July 14th, 2028, they'll begin with track and field instead of swimming, which has been the tradition. That will ensure there's enough time to build an indoor pool after the opening ceremony at SoFi Stadium. There are a number of events that kick off 2 days before the opening ceremony, including soccer, basketball, cricket, field hockey, handball, rugby, and water polo. That's the largest number of sports to start before the opening ceremony since the 1920 games in Belgium. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
The Connecticut Sun might be moving to Providence. Multiple reports say a new owner is considering buying the Sun and moving the WNBA franchise to Providence. Governor Dan McKee recently led a meeting and tour of the Amica Mutual Pavilion. The Connecticut Sun, currently owned by the Mohican Tribe, which purchased the franchise in 2003 and moved the team from Orlando. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun at TD Garden last night, 85-77. The 2025 All-Star Game was played in Atlanta last night. National League and the American League were tied 6-6 after nine innings. The game went into a home run derby-style swing-off where the National League pulled through to win. The Red Sox will be back in action taking on the Cubs in Chicago on Friday afternoon.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning. We're waking up to temperatures in the low and mid-70s. A mild morning, even warm here for the South Coast. And as we move into the afternoon, warm is not even going to cut it. We have to call it just plain hot because that's what it's going to be today, with temperatures in the low 80s for the coast. But as soon as you head inland, it's going to build and build, and we get to the mid and upper 80s by the afternoon. With the humidity and the sun angle, it'll feel like we are in the mid to upper 90s by this afternoon. That's why we still have that heat advisory in effect. That's going to last, by the way, till Thursday at 7 p.m. So keep that in mind. Plan accordingly. And don't forget to drink plenty of water. Really important to hydrate on days like this. Now, we're also looking out for the potential of a pop-up shower this afternoon, but chances are pretty slim. Most of the day stays dry, relatively sunny, and again, just super hot. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right. And as we are talking about Stevie's Wine and Spirits, so let's connect with Kelly over there to find out about all the great things that are happening Saturday as part of their summer tasting event. Good morning, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Tim. How's it going?
Doing all right. Before we start talking about all the great things that will be available Saturday at Stevie's, I know you're a big pet person. I know you've got a menagerie of animals. Today's National Guinea Pig Day. Have you ever had a guinea pig as a pet?
I have not, actually.
Me either. Just in a classroom pet. That's about it.
Oh, I haven't even had that. I think my nephews might have had, like, they had hamsters or guinea pigs or something, but that's my extent.
Maybe you need to get a store guinea pig.
Oh, I don't know about that. We'll think about it.
So this Saturday is the summer tasting. You guys are going to have all kinds of fun over there happening from 1 to 4. Tell us what's going to be going on.
So, it's like you said, it's our summer grand tasting. We have some great vendors. We have Tom with Heavenly Spirits. He'll be there. We are tasting. It's not necessarily new to us, but it's a new tasting bottle. It's the American single malt whiskey, which is amazing. You've had the chance to try it, but not a lot of people have. We'll have Brian with Short Path. Bully Boy is going to be there. Sit Margs, Sandra with The Deal. So we'll have some great Portuguese wines. Buzzards Bay Brewing, Tara with Boston Wine. She always has just the most delicious wines for the season. Berkshire Brewing and Graysdale Brewing as well.
So it sounds like it's really going to be a lot of different things for people to try. So even if, you know, something isn't particularly what you like, there's something there that everybody will like, and maybe you'll find a new favorite.
100%. There is definitely a little something for everybody. Sometimes our tastings cater to one particular thing, but this one really has a little something that I think everyone will find something they like.
Now, because it's a summer tasting, do we have to come in our summer clothes? Should I wear a bathing suit?
It's not required, but if the temperature is going to be anything like today, summer clothes are definitely encouraged.
It's actually I was seeing the forecast. It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. It's going to be a nice, comfortable day, nice, comfortable weather. Of course, Stevie's is air conditioned, but it's really going to be a great beach day. So it's a come to the tasting. Get something great to then bring to the beach, and there you go. Well, I mean, whether or not you can drink on the beach depends on the beach, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yep, and we have a lot of options that are available in cans as well, and that goes for wine included. So definitely grab something to take to enjoy for the rest of the day.
By the way, I brought I met up with some friends on 4th of July weekend that had rented a house in Onset, and I wanted to bring them something from Stevie, so I stopped by and I got some of the, and folks, I'm going to say this very clearly so you know I'm not swearing, I got the Masshole Light, and it went over very, very well. Everybody loved it, and I hear it's one of the most popular beers at Stevie's now.
We have a very hard time keeping that in stock, actually, and no matter how much we order, it just seems to fly out of the store.
So people should pick some of that up while they're there Saturday for this tasting, but of course, anything that you are tasting will be 10% off for people to buy that day.
You beat me to it. Yes, absolutely.
And I love the system too. So when you want to buy something, everybody gets a number when they come in. And when you want to buy something, you just tell the person what the number is. They put a sticker on it with your number, and then someone brings that to the front. So you don't have to carry a bunch of stuff around the store with you.
It works so well. We don't have a bunch of carriages. You don't have to worry about lugging a cart around, a little hand basket. So we find it's the most convenient way for people who come in to just enjoy the experience.
And then you make sure that everybody, when they get up there, if they need a box, they've got a box already. It gives you guys the chance to kind of get everything ready to make it easy for them to check out.
Yes, and anyone who's been in the store knows Mel. And Mel and Sam, they have the whole front end down to a science when it comes to checking out and making it as seamless as possible when you're ready to leave.
Absolutely. So this is going to be happening Saturday from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine & Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Looking forward to what will be a great time, Kelly.
Yes, I hope to see you there.
You will, and I promise I will not be like I was last time.
Oh, you're always fun. Don't worry about it.
All right. We will see you on Saturday. You have a great day.
Sounds great. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, that was... There's going to be a lot of fun to be had and a lot of great things to taste. Come on by and hang out with us on Saturday from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine & Spirits in Fairhaven. 508-996-0500. That is my number. And we've been talking about a number of different things this morning. But I think Chris is going to talk some more, I believe, about the longevity pay today. Because as I mentioned, Councillor Brian Gomes has filed a motion to have those involved in this come to the council and explain when this started, to give them the records of how much has been paid out over the last 50 years. He wants Chris to also go and speak to the council, but I'll let Chris address that when he comes on at 9, because I don't, I mean, it was characterized, the word, the phrase used in Councilor Gomes' motion is that WBSM talk show host Chris McCarthy be invited to said meeting to discuss his allegations and alleged proof of corruption within the city council on this issue. I don't think it's, you know, proof of corruption. I think it's if you were taking payments that you were not eligible for, that's the issue here. And the interpretation that someone had of that ordinance doesn't mean that it wasn't incorrect to receive that money. So I don't think he's, you know, I think if anything, the allegation would have come out of the discussion that happened earlier in the year when Councilors Morad and Giesta were looking to have this re-implemented after the administration had said it had to be cut, that they couldn't do it. They didn't make the payments in December, and so they were trying to get it put on the books as a formal thing for elected officials. But that was a public process, more or less. I mean, we had Councilor Chiquette come on the radio and share that information, but still, like, that was where this conversation comes from. So everything's been out in the light. I don't think there's anything more that Chris McCarthy has than just what has been discussed on the air and what has come about from playing the counselor's own comments. 508-996-0500. Caller, hang on. I'll take you in 1 minute. Let me just get this break in so that I can give you enough time and not be watching the clock. Hey, are you looking for a new spot to kick back and unwind? At Ryan Sports Pub, the good times never stop. You can groove to live music inside or on the patio. You can show off your talent at karaoke night or challenge your friends at one of their 6 pool tables. And from mouth-watering food to perfectly crafted cocktails, they've got it all. You can follow them on Facebook at Ryan's Pub NB for upcoming events and weekly specials. Open at 11 a.m. daily. Ryan Sports Pub, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. You know, according to sources, New Bedford government, New Bedford Light, MassGov, New Bedford Guide, for fiscal year 2025 that we're in, the projection for the city and the pension expense is over $40 million. And approximately $33 million is past obligations that we owe the city of New Bedford. $7 million is for the current pension expense. So we have an outstanding debt of $33 million, approximate, according to those sources, that we have to pay on the hook for. And you have here Linda Morad and the other ones receiving legacy pay, and they're trying to tell us, you know, like Shane Berger was on with you, you know, I'll forget about it. We're not going to pay for that. This is outrageous. We can't pay our bills. You know, I don't hear the city councils nor the mayor when he comes on talking about the expense. And according to the sources that I read, I thought it was $50 million, but it's over $40 million to be exact. $33 million here we're in the city, we're on the hook for past pension obligations. And it surpasses what for our current employees, $7 million. This is outrageous.
I would say that number will only grow as people are retiring.
Absolutely. And we don't have that much, you know, we don't have the manufacturing that we used to have in the revenues. This is a burden. But yet, now all of them are scrambling around. Brian Gomes now wants to look into it. I mean, he's been receiving the checks. The best thing he can do is write a check back to the city, because we're $33 million that we owe in past obligations and $7 million for current employees. I don't sound to be redundant, but these numbers need to be broadcasted, Tim. I want to tell you and you know, if you can see him this morning, and pass that along. You know, according to New Bedford Gov and New Bedford Light, MassGov and New Bedford Guide, you know, a friend of mine who is more savvy with the computers, I told him to look into it, and that's what he found. It's outrageous.
No, absolutely. And I think it's interesting that, you know, Councillor Morad wanted to get rid of the community preservation funds because, you know, the $100 a year that people were paying extra on their taxes, that was too much. But yet, you know, there's no problem with taking another $650 for her. So,
yeah, they put their hand in the cookie jar. We're supposed to forget about this.
No,
That's why our city's going the way it's going. I want our city to be, you know, wealthy and thriving and prosperous. And then we have city councils. I mean, it seems like, you know, like the email, I think I was on Chris's show, but I think you posted on WBSM. That's, you know, only what I hear on the radio. It seems like it's a shadow government, you know, run by the ringleader, Linda Morad. And why we have all of these expenses that we need to pay for. And nobody wants to talk about dollar value.
All right. Well, I know they're going to be getting in here today with the mayor when he's on, for sure.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for giving me the time. And stay out of the hot sun.
Thank you for the call. You as well. Take care. I got one more break I got to get done here before the end of the program. We will be right back.
Dread.
All right, welcome back in. The sun is shining brightly now, and maybe while you're dealing with all this heat and humidity and you're going to be turning up the air conditioning, you're thinking, wow, this is going to cost me a fortune. Well, why not make that sun work for you by switching over to solar? Isaacson Solar are the people to talk to. They can help you figure out if solar is right for you, and if you determine that it is right for you, they'll give you a free, no-obligation quote. So you don't have to worry about them coming and putting the hard sell on you. As I always say, they're not going to knock on your door like these other companies. They only come to your home if you ask them to come to your home. And they're not trying to force these solar panels on you. They are your partner in solar. They want it to work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. But at least you'll have all the answers to your questions and you'll know for sure. So reach out to them by going online, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. That is going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He's got the mayor coming in at 11. They've got a lot to address with what's been going on with the budget. They've got a lot to discuss with what's going on with this longevity pay. Chris McCarthy being requested to appear before the city council. He'll talk to you about that. And this is a topic.